Good morning, good evening, and good night. Wherever you are in the world today, my name is Carol Martindale. I'm the editor-in-chief here at The Nation, and we are On Point.
You can contact your Nation Publishing subscription team 7 days a week in 7 different ways. Call customer service any day at 430-5550. Call subscriptions at 430-5503 or 04. Email subscribers at nationnews.com. Email e-paper support at nationnews.com. Visit www.nationnews.com and select print subscriptions. Visit www.nationnews.com and select e-paper subscriptions. Visit our office on Fontebelle St. Michael. If your call is not answered, please leave a message. We are here to serve you. Nation News, your news, your time, your way.
Today, I'm talking tourism. I want to first start by complimenting the tourism officials, those of the BTMI, for staging yesterday's State of the Industry Media Breakfast. It was addressed by the Minister of Tourism, Senator Lisa Cummins. I thought she did a marvelous job, an outstanding job, in terms of briefing us as media on the state of tourism in Barbados post-COVID. We know that COVID has really, you know, wreaked havoc, more or less, in the tourism industry. A number of people are without jobs. We know tourists are not coming to Barbados in numbers that we have grown accustomed to over the years. It means hotels are empty. It means we don't see tourists as we are accustomed walking up and down the streets of Barbados, particularly the West Coast and the South Coast through St. Lawrence Gap or what have you. But we're still here. And I thought Senator Cummins did a great job mapping out the tourism plan going forward, being optimistic, as she said, positive but cautious, because of course, a lot of what we do here in our own industry depends on what happens in our source markets like the United Kingdom, as well as United States and Canada. But you were able to get a good sense of what's being done, what the projections are as far as airlift. She also was able to give us some idea of what's happening with the Grantley Adams International Airport. And she was also able to talk about cruise tourism. And I think it was at that point that something just hit me, because she made the point that while we see a lot of cruise ships coming into Barbados, and I for one get excited when I hear cruise ships are coming back, she said something that was really sobering, which probably most of you already know, but when you sit and study it, it causes you to pause. Most of the ships are coming in not at 100% capacity, at 50% capacity. So that means fewer people are cruising into Barbados. In addition, every cruise passenger is not coming off the ship either. And if so, they're traveling in bubbles. Senator Cummins was able to tell us where we are in tourism right now, but where we hope to get to at least by the end of the year, she would have been projecting for tourism. Now, I asked the question, and I mean, there were some great questions posed yesterday. I really have to compliment her again. She handled it very well. But I asked the question about employment, because I'm still not satisfied. I'm still not comfortable and confident thinking that Barbadians really get how important tourism is to this country. I still don't get it. I think we have a very superficial idea of what tourism means to us. But do we really? Do we really understand the impact tourism has in terms of if it does well or if it does not do well? The impact that has on each and every one of us as Barbadians? Do we really get it? Senator Cummins made the point that at least 40,000 workers are affected across this country in all sectors linked to the tourism industry. Some you don't even see. Some you don't even factor in. Laundromats. When she said it, it startled me a little bit. Again, most of you may know. She spoke about one laundromat in particular. 70% of that person's business is dependent on tourism. So, of course, 70% of your business depending on tourism, then you're not really going to be opened every day. And that's for that one business. Other laundromats would be in the same situation, perhaps at different percentages in terms of dependency on the industry. What about hair braiders? We haven't thought about hair braiders. The people who walk the beaches. I'm a beach girl, so I see them. They walk the beaches, plaiting, braiding hair for tourists. Those cruise passengers who we usually see on the beaches, they come in, they're just here for a couple of hours, and they try to take in as much of Barbados as they possibly can. For some of them, they just want to laze on the beach. So the hair braiders are able to capitalize on that opportunity to braid hair to make money. There are no cruise passengers really coming off. Certainly not all are coming off. They're not going on the beaches. Hair braiders, out of work. What about the people who sell all the different tie-dye garments that we see strung on like lines? I'll call them clothes lines or in kiosks at some beaches. They're not making money. What about the people who rent beach chairs to visitors, cruise passengers coming in and long-stay visitors to Barbados? You can see the stacks and stacks and stacks of beach chairs. If you travel along and look and stop at some of the beaches. After we left the Hilton yesterday where this event was held, I wanted to take in the scene at Pebbles. That's one of my favorite beaches as well. And there were two people on the beach. And I can see the stacks and stacks and stacks of beach chairs. Have you ever thought about some of those people? What about the farmers? The farmers who provide our local produce to restaurants, to hotels, because visitors to this country want to sample local cuisine. I'm sure they still have the supermarkets as their business. They have us as consumers, but a big part of their business is also supplying hotels and restaurants. What about them? And I could go on and on and on. Because the reality is, there are a number of people who are displaced. Hotel workers, tourism workers, as a result of this pandemic. The figure that Senator Cummins gave, the 40,000, that was a chilling figure for me. It was chilling. What about jet ski operators? Did I mention them? They make their money too, from visitors to these shores. The people who use their hands to make craft, to sell. What about them? I think we need to stop and recognize truly how important tourism is to us and to our livelihood. Not just as people in the industry, because there are a number of spin-off benefits. There are a number of people who benefit on the side, not necessarily directly involved. I told the minister after that it would have been great to hear some of the stories from the real people who are affected, to hear what they go through, because it will resonate, one, and people will get a good sense of what they're going through on a day-to-day basis, not being able to pay their bills. Sometimes two and three people in one household, because they're involved in the tourism sector, employed in the tourism sector, they are now out of jobs and therefore can't properly feed and take care of their families. We needed to hear those stories. I would have loved to hear those stories. But there were stories of loss that the minister was able to talk about. I'll let her say it in her own words.
She said, I have a water sports business. I have beach chairs. She said, but I have not worked in over a year. Because they're not the tourists. She said to me, "Minister, I know you get enough blows for wanting to start tourism." She said, "But I tell you, I need the country to be open because I need to pay my bills." She broke my heart that Saturday afternoon. I'm telling you, listening to her talk about her children, talk about how her bills were in arrears, talk about how she was earning, but she still wasn't earning enough, and creditors were calling. She says, "We need tourism. People don't understand. They just talk, but they don't understand what tourism really is." I said to her, "It's just for people like you that I'll take anything they throw at me, any day of the week, because I know you have to live. I understand that. And it is for people like you that I get up every single day." So people don't understand that. Yesterday I got an SOS call from another service provider, "Minister, please help us." People don't see that. People don't know that. When I met with the workers from hotels, people don't understand that these are workers who we see them as part of the hotel industry. But we don't really understand how important it is. Do you know that two people from a household, single household, may work in the tourism industry, put all of them home? Then this hotel, when we needed to get this hotel into the best program, I met with the workers myself. We met at NESC. A woman who was probably 20 years my senior. She wept and I wept with her. She said to me, "Minister, sometimes it's just too much. I have a 17-year-old son and I am fearful for him because I am just so broken. It is so much. I can't pay my bills." So while it's okay for people who are comfortably getting a monthly salary to say, "Don't open back, don't restart tourism," they don't hear those cries. They don't see those people. I met the entertainers the day after Prime Minister met with them to see how, from a tourism perspective, we could collaborate. I heard them too. They haven't worked in a year. It rough. They got nothing else going on. How are these people feeding themselves? I went to my dry cleaner. Who in this room thinks that a dry cleaner is in any way connected to the tourism sector? Not many. I went to my dry cleaner and it wasn't open. I said, "Well, what happened?" I called the owner, who was a friend. I said, "Well, what happened? Dry cleaner ain't open. What happened to you?" I thought it got down finished. You know what he said to me? "He said 70% of my business is in tourism. I need y'all to open that. We need to have tourism going back." So yes, about 40,000 workers are affected across this country, sometimes downstream, in sectors we do not see. Farmers cannot sell enough produce to the hotels and the restaurants because they're not making enough covers. We are anxious about costs at events, but if a hotel or a restaurant is only at 50% capacity based on the number of covers that they can carry safely under the public health protocols, and they can't bring up on 100% of their staff, you have unemployment or underemployment. All across this country, there are people who are affected. I cannot begin to tell you how important it is to get the sector up and running and safe. Not to have people made sick, but to get locals vaccinated and to get visitors coming in and doing the right things and being safe along with Barbadians doing the right thing at the same time. That must be the perfect match right now.
After all of those stories being told, not just to Minister Cummins, but we all hear them. We all see what's happening in the country. We definitely need to play our part. I understand that you cannot mandate people to take the vaccine. I understand that. But I can tell you my personal belief is that people who are directly involved, indirectly as well, in tourism, need to be vaccinated. That is my feeling. COVID is here to stay, or so it seems. We still need to live. We still need to make money. We still need to get out. We still need to make sure, however, that we follow the protocols and we do so in and live in a safe way, protecting those around us, protecting ourselves. I believe tourism workers need to be vaccinated. Things are going to be looking up for this industry as we go further. And later this year, we expect to see numbers. I don't know if the same numbers that we would have been accustomed to, but certainly with airlines projecting greater airlift into Barbados, it means tourists will be coming back to our country. It means we have to do what we need to do to stay safe as well and keep our country safe. So I therefore feel that people need to be vaccinated. I want to end with a quote from the minister where she also said, all across this country, there are people who are affected. I cannot begin to tell you how important it is to get this sector up and running safely. Not to have people getting sick, but to get locals vaccinated and to get visitors coming in, doing the right things and being safe along with Barbadians, doing the right things at the same time. She said that in her quote. You may have heard her earlier if you listened. Barbados cannot afford another lockdown. Far less can we afford any more curfews. Let's do what we need to do. Let's keep ourselves safe. Let's keep others safe. Let's get our tourism industry back to where we want it to be and where we need it to be. I'm Carol Martindale, and we have been On Point. Thank you.